Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. And as you'll hear straight away, apologies for the cold.
You've got a stinker.
I've got a stinker, but I'm doing everything I can about it. I've got some max strength cold and flu day and night capsules. Now, I need to ask a question about this. Do you think, right, you know, with these cold and flu things, you get like four capsules you can take, take in 24 hours.
Yeah.
But three of them yellow and red for you to take during the day. And then you think that you're taking this special like blue one at night.
Oh, is that what it, I've never seen that before.
Really?
So you've got a nighttime one.
Well, this is what it says. So you take the blue one at nighttime and it's for like nighttime cold and flu. And then the others you take during the day. Do you reckon they're actually any different? Have I fallen for that?
Well, firstly, I would say you're missing out on one of the great things about having a cold, which is having a hot Lemsip in a cup. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what makes me feel better is a hot Lemsip. So you're just popping a pill, which is not the same thing.
No, that's true.
Secondly, are Beecham's powders still a thing? They kind of reminded me of something that might have been around during the First World War, but those horrible chalky powders that you get in a wrap.
See, that's why I'm not a natural fan of your sipping medicine, because just, you know, I know it works, but gets to the bottom and it is all just a bit chalky.
I know, but you'd rather go down the whole Matrix route with this weird different coloured tablet taking the evening. What's going on there?
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Is it fair to say that this kind of cold weather has hit us like a ton of bricks a little bit?
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's weird, like, I felt like a lot of Christmas was kind of like, oh, this is fairly mild.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, before you know it, it's absolutely freezing, schools being closed, snow and all this kind of stuff. And obviously, people have been using different ways and very creative ways to keep warm. A little nod to the comedian Joey Page, who I saw on Instagram this morning, was using his girlfriend's hairdryer to warm his fingers up.
That's brilliant.
When he was working from home. So, look, if you've got an unusual or slightly weird way that you have kept warm recently, we want to hear about it.
I did see the people at Hull City the other day were trying to use a blowtorch to unfreeze the side of the pitch to get their game on. It didn't work.
I like the idea of just blowtorching something like that, going to one extreme. Do you know what I mean?
I, at the moment, I'm leaving clothes down the stairs so that when I wake up at 2 o'clock to let out that puppy mithering away out in the garden at like minus eight overnight, so that I can just walk down the stairs and put warm clothes on to stand out in said cold garden.
Kind of get dressed step by step.
Exactly.
You know, one thing I've been thinking about, I have a couple of boiled eggs per day at the moment, been getting into me boiled eggs, because obviously I'll hard boil them, then take them with me and eat them, much to the chagrin of you and producer Nick in the studio.
Studio honks.
I do apologise. However, I was thinking they'd make good hand warmers.
I suppose they would.
Hard boiled eggs. So if you've got a weird way of keeping yourself warm, get in touch now. Hi to Carl, who says, I had a load of them heat pads you stick to clothing in the van for my gammy shoulder. I took four of them and stuck them to my body whilst I was fitting a door today as it was that cold.
I love that. Lee travelled to work this morning with a hot water bottle under his coat.
That sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it?
But it does.
I like the cut of his jib. You can get those smaller hot water bottles now as well, can't you?
Yes, you can. Why should a hot water bottle just be for a bed?
Although the smell of it reminds me of like being at my nan's house. You know the rubber of hot water bottles?
Yes.
Smells of nan's house. Sarah says, I did weights in my workout gear and my dressing gown this morning. At home, she hastens to add.
Cole says, Christmas Eve night, I had a 1 hour, 40 minute wait for a train from Speen Bridge up by Ben Nevis. I mean, that sounds cold to begin with.
Sounds remote.
Hung out in the spa by the station, looking at all the single malts as nowhere else was open. Imagine hanging out in a spa shop for an hour and 40 minutes looking at single malts to keep warm.
Go through the magazines. It's not a library, mate. Hi to Ginetto Cornetto, who's dropped us a message. What a name that is. I wonder if they know Gino Ginelli. Ice cream. Went to IKEA for the morning, taken my laptop and did some work. It wasn't especially warm in their restaurant, but it's free coffee and I'm not paying for the electricity. Now, here's an interesting message in from a listener called Dr. Watson, who sent in a photo of him clearly drinking OXO cube dissolved in water, hot water. He says, home time is OXO time. And do you remember, he actually sent us a video earlier on this morning of that time. Do you remember we tried OXO cubes on the show a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
do you remember that? What yes. a moment that was. I can't really remember whether I thought that was really good or really, really bad. But we tried it.
Paul in Aintree, bit different, said he was delighted to get a welcome reprieve from the frostbite on his hands when his dog, Dougie, did its business the other day and picked up the hot steaming remnants. That was a way of keeping warm. Thanks for that one, Paul.
It just really makes me want to get a dog. Do you know what I mean? Really does.
Have you not had enough this week?
I feel like you definitely turned me this week, that's for sure. Right, we've got Chris on the line who's going to share something that he does to keep warm. Chris, what do you do?
So both my kids play rugby and it's really cold this time of year. So I fill up a hot water bottle with Bovril. I'll tuck it under my jacket, watch the rugby training, and then fill out my hot water bottle and top up my thermos flask with Bovril.
This is one of the weirdest things we've heard in this hour of the show.
It's weird. It's a game changer.
We were talking on the show, listen to me, Sunshine, we were talking on this show yesterday saying that the smell of the interior of a hot water bottle is that weird rubbery thing that reminds you of Nana's houses, and you're drinking Bovril out of that.
Yeah, it replaces the rubber smell with like a warm, meaty smell.
I've never heard of anybody drinking out of a hot water bottle.
I don't drink out of the bottle. That's weird, like necking out the bottle, but I fill up a container.
Oh, he's got standards.
Yeah, so if any of the dads are running low, I'll fill them up.
Chris, with the Bovril, is coming in for a fair bit of clog.
As he should.
Flick in Stourport says, never in my life have I retched listening to a radio show until the guy with the Bovril water bottle, lock him up. Nicola in Coventry says, an ex of mine poured the hot water bottle back into the kettle, presumably to save water. I didn't know until I made myself a rubber-flavoured coffee and was nearly sick.
I mean, him saying that rubber taste has been replaced by beefy goodness. Yeah. Well, I mean, is that where we're at in 2026? Start of a brand new year. And meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, Carol Ann's got in touch. She's kept warm by going in the hot tub.
Oh.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
Can I just very quickly mention my friend Matt?
Yeah.
His brother-in-law has bought him a very unusual present for Christmas. We kind of met up for coffee yesterday and everyone was talking about, you know, what people have got for, you know, that's what people are doing. It's about what you got for Christmas. His brother-in-law's got him this weird thing. Matt is an Aston Villa fan.
Right.
And his brother-in-law has bought him an Aston Villa backpack. like a purple over both shoulders backpack with Aston Villa, the symbol, the emblem of Aston Villa on both the arms and on the backpack.
Can I ask a pertinent question?
Yes.
Ballpark figure, how old is Matt?
Well, this is it. Matt is 40 in about 5 weeks' time. So he's like 39 and he's been bought this backpack. It's incumbent on him to wear it because this is his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And it just raised the question, something that we've never really thought about before, that there's obviously an age where you become too old to wear like a football backpack.
Yeah,
I'd agree. Even a themed backpack for someone you might be into. Like maybe you like Marvel, you know, superhero stuff. That's fine when you're 8 or 9 years old. Mm. You ain't going into your first day at a new office with a Marvel backpack.
No, you're not.
Do you know what I mean?
I think back to senior school, I don't think I even wore like a branded backpack in senior school. I think branded backpacks go like, I don't know, year six these days.
So from the like 11 onwards or something like that, can't be doing with that kind of stuff.
See, if I was going to the match, going to an Arsenal match, I'd wear a shirt.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would never, as an adult, wear an Arsenal backpack.
Well, I had an Everton old-fashioned, because I went to school in like the 80s and stuff, so it was one of those old-fashioned, you know, like a gym bag. Someone you would put ransom money in if you were in the 1970s.
A Holdall.
Holdall, Clint Eastwood type movie. People used to spit on it, put it in the bin.
That's horrific.
Isn't that horrific?
I've
never had an Everton bag since. So look, just put it to you guys. Again, Matt doesn't know what to do because he feels like he has to wear this thing. Is there an age where you become too old to have a themed backpack? Now, as ever here on this show, dealing with all the big issues. Is there an age where you become too old to wear a themed bag?
I said that I would not, but this text says, look, they're better than me. Guys, my boyfriend is 40. He's very proud of his Arsenal backpack and takes it everywhere.
But would that give someone of, you know, your partner the ick? There's a nick in there, isn't there?
I would have thought so, but evidently not.
I mean, where does that end, though? Like an Arsenal like duvet cover? Bed set?
Surely not.
Surely not. This fella here, John, in Nottingham, says, my son bought me a Mandalorian backpack. I use it every day for work, and I'm 58. Fair enough.
Amy, you're open to a branded backpack, then?
Well, I don't know if I'd have one now, but I did have one when I was in, like, year 11 at secondary school, which I thought was really cool.
Tell us about your backpack from back then.
It was Power Rangers themed. It had all the characters on the back, and I also wore a Power Rangers watch at the time. but I was in like peak emo era, skinny jeans, the big fringe, you know. So.
Was there much of a crossover with emos and Power Rangers?
Same kind of outfits.
I mean, I'm not quite sure. We just thought it was pretty cool at the time, the whole Pokemon Power Rangers. It was all like the rage.
Do you know what, though? It's weird that you say that you would never wear that now. And isn't that a shame, though? Because what's kind of liberating about back when you're younger and you don't care what people think of you, that in that era when you're 7 or 8, 9, 10 or whatever, it's a shame that now, even though you might still love Power Rangers, you know, it's a shame that you can't actually go out there and wear a Power Rangers bag.
I mean, we'll probably get some funny looks, but I reckon I could rock it with confidence if I tried.
Please do.
So are you now pivoting? Are you now going to advise your friend Matt to wear the Villa bag?
I think he should.
Just because Amy had a Power Rangers one.
If it's good enough for Amy and she feels that she could rock it, as we stand in 2026, it's good enough for Matt. Wear the bag.
Do it, Matt. I would suggest it.
Heads up, and a respect to Tracy listening from Leicester right now. She's 62 and still has an AC/DC backpack.
Brilliant.
I could see Leona Graham having one of them.
I was about to say, but he's certain of it.
All her pens lined up on the front.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Can I just say,
yes,
because obviously you've got a bit of a cold on.
I have.
Can you please just tell the listeners how many packs of tissues you've bought today? I feel like it needs to be addressed. I don't know why I didn't mention this earlier. Genuinely.
I bought a mountain. You know those little packs? What I'd call like a travel pack of tissues?
Handy Andes.
Handy Andes, yes. Yeah, they were called that back in the day. I've got 10 packs here.
10 packs of tissues.
Yeah. 10 packs and also a turmeric and ginger shot, which was horrific.
Do you remember when I bought the big bottle of them, thinking that's what you drink in one go, and it's supposed to be drunk over a week? I had it on the way back from Tesco.
It's one of those annoying colds where I don't feel overly ill with it, but like I sound horrific.
Well, this has got... So how many have you got? You've got 10 packs of tissues.
Well, 9 now.
He's got 9 to use them. I'll keep you posted during the course of this week. But sorry, we digress.
Right, home or not home, we're expecting there to be a whole raft of people saying home, because like it's January, it's cold, it's dark, no one's got any money. So let us know, home or not home, 8, 12, 15.
Sean from Liverpool says he's on his way to the Everton game. We're playing Wolves tonight. He says, love the show, up the toffees. He's off to the Hill Dickinson Stadium. I've been there myself. It's an amazing stadium. I think they need to tone down on the whole flashy lights bit. Because we do the sirens ahead of Z cars and then the flashing lights go on and off like a strobe. And someone made a very good point. It looked like The Undertaker, the wrestler, was about to come out. Just need to tone that down a little bit.
Matt in Seaford is out tonight. He's not home. He's at boxing club with his daughter Tamsin. Although he does say, to be perfectly honest, I'd rather be here with a nice glass of Baileys.
Oh, but still keeping that festive spirit going.
Give a big shout out to Natalie in Pontefract. Says this message, not home, just got to tennis to play a match.
Playing tennis tonight?
I would not want to be playing tennis in this weather.
I'm getting vibes she's in one of them, like, domes. Like,
yes.
Like a Zeppelin.
That's it, inflatable dome.
Are you doing an overarm serve in a Zeppelin? tell us about that. Paul from Cleethorpes has been on. He's not home. He's an HGV driver. He's just parked up in Southampton for the night. Nudge, wink. Let us know if it's a busy night, sunshine. Regards from Richard. He's just texted. He says, I'm home. I'm just having grilled gammon steak, French fries, peas, tomatoes, and I'm trying to eat corn on the cob without the little swords to stab in it, and it's proving difficult. And he says, someone has shot all their bits all over the table. Thank you for that, Richard. He's also passed the sign outside a hairdresser's reading, are you having a bad hair day? Come in and we can fix it. I've not seen that sign before. Richard's like a stream of consciousness there. Concentrate on your gammon or your corn on the cob. It won't go all over the table, mate.
Another Richard's got in touch. He's not home. He's on his way for a carvery with a mate.
Wow, what's the weather like in 1981?
I've not had a carvery in ages, but now I hear it, I'd love a carvery right now.
There's something real throwback about the carvery. It's like you feel like while you're queuing, we've just, you know, there's problems going on in the Falklands.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I've not had one for ages.
No, I mean, a carvery's all you can eat. Can you go back up and have, like, another slice?
I don't know if you can,
I can't remember.
Only one way to find out. Show carvery
trip.
Let's do that. Oh, man, let's do that. That'd be great. Matt in Wales says, home or not home? I'm not home. I'm driving back home to Derby, currently at a service station whose name made me laugh. Woolly Edge. What is it with these service station names?
That's a very good point.
It's a very, very good point.
We've got our first meeting with the boss of 2026 tomorrow. He's probably sat there listening right now, hearing about show carvery trips.
What? That'd be so good.
That'd be really good.
The people love a carvery.
He's invited. Emma says, we're on our way to brave the Trafford Centre. Need some new clothes for holiday. Send us luck.
Thoughts and prayers.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's return one more time to Richie and his cold that he's currently got. He's bought himself some quite fancy tablets. That, yeah. So you're going to be popping the blue pill this evening when you get home.
I'll be taking a blue pill tonight, yes.
Brilliant. Well, we'll report back on that on tomorrow's show.
Oh, hang on. Okay, right. Just, all right.
Hoisted by his own petard.